With Eat My Brunch. And now I'm joined in the studio by Anne Jolly, MBE of SAS UK. And it's lovely to meet you. Now, tell us about the MBE, because that is just, I'd love to be able to put that off to my name.
Well, it was a total surprise to me, absolutely. Just received a letter, and reading through it, I just had to take a second take at it, really. Wow, you know, I can't believe it. I mean, the charity's been going for 20 years now. Mm. And we've been doing so much, raising awareness of SADS, helping in the community, putting heart monitors and event recorders in the medical centres and clinics to try to assess people who might have a cardiac condition. But we've also been putting defibrillators in the community. So it was all of that work, yeah, that was really being acknowledged, which was really fantastic. And we feel it may, you know, I'm hoping it will help further forward with the charity, the work that we do.
So tell us about SADS UK and what it stands for, SADS UK.
SADS stands for Sudden Arrhythmic Death Syndrome. It's when the heart goes into an abnormally fast rhythm from which it can't recover naturally, and you need to do CPR and a defibrillator to restore the heart's natural rhythm. In some cases, it's such a significant arrhythmia that people have, it's called SADS, because people just die, unfortunately, very suddenly. As I say, the defibrillator and the quick use of a defibrillator would be the only thing that would be able to resuscitate the person. So we help people who've been bereaved through a sudden cardiac death, and we have annual retreats, mm-hmm, where people at different sort of levels of their journey, whether it was a year ago or 20 years ago, come together and sort of can help people through that, mm, like a journey of grief. And we have counsellors there. We have counsellors at the charity for people who might contact us anyway. So there's the bereavement side of things, but there's also people who survive a cardiac, yeah, arrest. And obviously that has its own challenges. People think, oh, you're lucky you've survived a cardiac arrest. But in reality, that person's life has changed probably completely. Mm. Their family's lives have changed. And they're struggling at some points to carry on their lives, mm, and they too need counselling, and so we help them. There's also a good Facebook group called Sudden Cardiac Arrest UK, where people who've had a cardiac arrest can relate to each other and, you know, write little messages and get responses. There's a lot of work being done at the Essex Cardiothoracic Centre, and SADS UK are funding research there, collating a database of information. Also, we're supporting a neuropsychologist there who's speaking with people after a cardiac arrest. Mm. Because so many more people now are surviving a cardiac arrest, there needs to be more support and services put in place. People can't just be left in the community and say, oh, you're lucky, get on with it. You know, it is a life-changing experience. Cardiac arrest, obviously, it's traumatic for anybody who's witnessed that. Mm. And for the person themselves, they want to know what's happened all surrounding that. And sometimes they have a certain amount of hypoxia where the oxygen's not got to the brain and they can't remember so much. Mm. And for them, it's very important to know what happened around that time of their life.
If somebody was to have a heart attack in front of you, what are the top things? Because a lot of people think they know what to do, but most people don't.
Well, a heart attack would present with somebody having a lot of pain, and you'd call an ambulance and get them to the hospital as soon as possible. They'd be conscious. But with a cardiac arrest, the person would collapse to the floor. They wouldn't be conscious. You would have to check to see if they're breathing, and then CPR, mm, is very important. Calling for emergency services as soon as you can. If you've got somebody accompanying you, if they could get a defibrillator, when you ring 999, they'd be able to tell you where the nearest defibrillator is.
Right.
And whilst you're carrying out CPR, the other person could perhaps get the defibrillator.
Yep.
And I know at the Brentwood Centre, where you're located here, there's been several saves at the Brentwood, yep, Centre, yep, using the defibrillator. Mm. And that's absolutely fantastic. And in actual fact, anybody in an emergency, anybody could use it, because once you turn it on, it will speak to you and tell you exactly what to do.
Right.
Of course, you've always got to call the emergency services first.
Yeah.
and they'll be speeding to the scene. Mm. But in the meantime, those crucial minutes, you'll be giving them the best chance of survival by carrying out CPR and using the defibrillator as the defibrillator speaks to you and tells you to.
And with SADS UK, do you actually do any training outside of the...
Yes, we organise CPR training and the use of the defibrillator, because we are donating and working with schools and lots of different places to get defibrillators out in the community. Schools is one of the big places that we want to see defibrillators, because as a hub, the children are there all day. It's sort of a hub of the community, because there's people coming in and out of it. Very often there's after schools events going on, and we believe that every school should have a defibrillator there. I mean, for years we hold the National Lifesaver Awards, and each year we have teachers that have used a school defibrillator and saved the life of a child at the school. So, you know, it's just so important. Those minutes count when somebody goes into cardiac arrest.
So tell us about the Guinness World Record attempt. What are you doing?
Well, we're working with Sudden Cardiac Arrest UK and the Essex Cardiothoracic Centre, bringing together cardiac arrest survivors. Sort of a two-pronged thing, really. We thought it'd be fantastic for so many people to get together and meet with others who've experienced the same sort of thing that they've been through, and the families as well. But also, whilst bringing all those people together, we thought it'd be good to sort of attempt to get a Guinness World Record. And in the afternoon there's an educational seminar which will talk about cardiac arrest, the therapies available. There'll also be CPR, defib demonstrations, so it will be quite an interesting afternoon. At the Guinness World Record attempt, people have to arrive at 11 to register, and then at 1 o'clock we're going into the postgrad centre at Basildon Hospital, and people have to be together for 10 minutes. So there'll be photographic evidence taken, there'll be video. And then after that, it has to be authenticated. And then that will be sent to the Guinness World Record. And fingers crossed, it will be a new record made.
Yeah. But thank you ever so much. Thank you for all the work you do as well. And to be recognised for the work is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you.
You're welcome.